Welcome back for the Connor Appert Show. You're at 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Live from Stadium Swim at Circa in Las Vegas. Our final day here. Creighton basketball tonight. You'll be able to hear it locally just past 9 o'clock Central Time in Omaha. John Bishop and Nick Baugh on the call for Creighton in the Sweet 16.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
They're there again.
Wow, indeed. Some are asking if this is the greatest Creighton basketball team of all time. And then some people emphatically claimed, no way, yesterday on the show. And then I feel like I convinced you.
Emphatically. I would just say tepidly they claimed that this is not the best Creighton team.
Tepidly with tears in their eyes.
I had tears in my eyes because the wind was blowing into them, Nick. I did have someone reach out to me and say, you're wrong. Happer is right.
Happer is right. You will get this.
This is definitely the best Creighton team of all time. Well, if they're the best Creighton team of all time, they better go to the Final Four then, Happer.
Okay.
They better go to the Final Four if they're the best team ever.
See? Well. They'll have a chance to take a step in that direction tonight. And if they do, I will be full on, I think Creighton's going to win the national championship mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be a scary version of myself.
Oh,
can you imagine, you saw me last night. You're not going to want to see me if Creighton wins tonight.
Like, are you going to have to take some time off work?
I'm going to need a moment, that's for sure.
Oh.
I'm going to need
record it all for the vlog.
When does Connor book his travel to Arizona?
Great question.
Send me to Arizona. I can do Arizona vlogs.
I mean, that will be the question is, who is going from the station to Arizona?
I think I have to now.
You have to, Nick says.
I mean, I'm of vlogs now.
Interesting. Yeah, Many would say the people who went to Vegas should allow the others to also take an extravagant trip.
I think my wife, Josh, would rather that I not go to Vegas, if Creighton makes the
final
four.
I will honestly demand that I go.
Yeah, you're going to go. Connor
deserves to go.
Yeah.
Can I be the PA's PA?
No, I think PA's Josh. PA. I think it's Josh who gets to go this time.
Me and Josh.
Yeah, you don't like basketball.
No, but I like vlogs. I like experiences.
You like
vlogs?
I can go
to Omaha.
I can go
tickle chains in Arizona.
Nick, you only... Oh, yeah, we never even got a chance to talk about how the taint...
We can. We have a minute.
Yeah,
we,
how did it go?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, how come?
I saw it on the vlog.
So I went to this place, Lucky Disc Golf, and they have branded discs, which is what I was here for.
Lucky Disc Golf?
Yeah, because they don't have the branded discs on their website either, which is annoying. But it's like a souvenir.
It's like going to Augusta. You can't get Masters gear unless you're at Augusta.
Right, and then right next to this store is a course. I'm like, oh, perfect. I had planned this out months ago.
So are these like these, Nick? Like these cool discs?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to go play around. And...
First of all, it was super windy yesterday.
It was so windy.
Yeah.
There was construction everywhere. It wasn't a very well-built course because there was already a park there, and they just kind of plopped some
grass
chains in there. You're just
kind of
doing your best. It wasn't really dirty, but
patchy.
It is blowing. All of the grass here is on a layer of sand, and I don't understand how that works. But
it's a desert.
Whatever. I get to hole six, and I let it rip, and then shanking when you go right?
You pulled it probably.
I pulled it and the wind caught it and it went plop right into this enclosed construction zone.
Not
where
into
it's just
the chains.
A dirt lot where they're making a new parking lot.
You heard him. Nick pulled it and it went plop.
Those are the wrong chains.
And I thought about
jumping the fence. Teenage boys handshake meme.
I thought about jumping the fence to go get it, but I'm like, I feel like there's cameras somewhere.
It's okay. You bought it.
I did buy it, but I didn't want to get letter from the city.
Were they going to kick you out?
Well, I didn't want to.
You're supposed to not be in there.
Letter from the
I didn't want
city?
To get a fine or something. It's like, hey, you trespassing in this work zone is going to cost you $1,500.
Wow. You live a very interesting
life.
Yeah,
it's very odd. I'm surprised, honestly, that you made such an effort to do this.
I really wanted to.
It's very odd.
I saw some of the city. It was cool to go out and about and see the other parts of Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see some more parts maybe tonight.
Andy says, if you guys are coming here, we're hanging out. My daughter is getting married next weekend in Flagstaff.
Well, you can't hang out with us if your daughter is getting married.
Yeah, Andy, you have things to do.
Andy, go to your daughter's wedding.
Walk your daughter down the
aisle.
Aren't
you supposed
everyone.
To give your daughter away?
Andy's not here to give her away. He's hanging out with Connor Happer.
Is that a problematic tradition? That feels
Nick.
Like a weird tradition.
No!
You,
okay.
Not
why?
Everything
why
is problematic. God, your generation is the worst.
Fathers and daughters.
I'm not canceling. I'm just asking questions.
No, it's not problematic. I think it's a great tradition.
Because it implies ownership, is all I'm saying. It implies transferring of ownership
it's
from
his
one man
daughter.
To another man.
It's his daughter.
Good Lord, Nick.
My mom walked me down the aisle. Was she owning me?
She was transferring you from her to your wife.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me? My goodness,
I'm just
Nick.
Asking
Nick,
questions.
Don't do this.
That's all.
Don't Josh, your reaction questions. Was my exact reaction, too.
Don't ask that question.
Worst generation.
Tom Brokaw
I used to believe in the youth
you.
Of America that they would fix things, but no, they just want to cancel everything. No.
But anyway, I got two discs yesterday, and the one that was branded that I cared the most about is the one that I lost. But I still have that other one, I guess.
Speaking of branded, I have something for you guys before we talk to Sipple.
Yeah.
This is a very, very branded event.
Yes.
Nebraska's Keisei Tominaga is set to participate in the 2024 State Farm College Slam Dunk and Three-Point Championships. I believe he'll be
the slam
in
dunk
the
for
three
sure.
Point part
oh,
of this.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Duncan?
That's like an ESPN event, isn't it?
So, Nebraska ball will never end. It will just continue on. It will get this all the time.
It will get this.
Let me read you some of these things, speaking of branding.
Okay.
The State Farm College Slam Dunk and Three Point Championship invites 24 of the nation's elite men's and women's college basketball players to compete for slam dunk and three point shooting bragging rights. The night features the King's Hawaiian Slam Dunk Championship.
Oh, nice sponsorship.
The Hanes Men's Three-Point Championship.
Oh, Michael
the
Jordan.
Hanes Women's Three-Point Shooting Championship.
Oh.
And the Dave's Hot Chicken Hot Shot Challenge.
That's what Jimmy Allen likes, right?
Yes.
Dave's Hot Chicken?
Yeah. The winners of the Hanes Men's and Women's Three-Point Championships will then compete in the Skechers Battle of Champions.
So I hate this.
You got underwear, tennis shoes, chicken, and rolls.
Yes. All things
I don't like any
love.
Of these things.
You got an insurance.
Who is this for?
This is the
men.
What is this branding things. Directed at?
Men.
Yeah, dudes. Dudes, I think.
The dudes.
Jimmy Allen.
Winners of the or players who have competed in this event in the past are listed in the press release. Guys like, have you heard of these people, Nick? Gary Payton, the glove.
No.
Okay. Steve Nash.
I recognize that name.
Okay. Jason Terry.
No.
Kyle Korver.
Yes.
That's good. Bobby Hurley.
No.
Michael Finley.
No.
Oh, Michael Finley played for the Mavs.
Allen Houston.
No.
Wesley Matthews.
No.
Denzel Valentine.
No.
Yogi Ferrell.
No.
Cappy Pondexter.
No.
Katie Geralds.
No.
Christy Tolliver.
No.
Odyssey Sims.
Odyssey Sims.
Tiffany Hayes.
Careful, Nick.
Tiffany Mitchell. Ariel Atkins, Ryan Howard, not that Ryan Howard.
Oh, okay.
I recognized one name from that list.
Mm. Well, the last, like, seven of them were women, so you must hate women.
Mm-hmm.
Nick.
That sounds problematic of you, Nick.
It does.
Mm. I love women.
Wow. Nick loves women.
We love women.
That implies ownership. Interesting.
Classic Nick wants to walk him down the aisle.
You got me.
Nick has volunteered to walk all women down the aisle because it implies ownership over them.
A lot of problematic things coming from Nick's mouth this morning.
By the way, Andy has added that the wedding is Saturday. We can hang Sunday. Wow, so Andy is assuming Creighton doesn't just make the final four.
The day before the national
that
champion.
That they are making the natty.
Andy, you're not going to want to hang out with me on that day.
Oh, man.
I will be in a weird place.
I think Andy just wants to be in a vlog.
Jesse says, are Josh and Connor old enough to complain about younger generations?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, apparently they're old. Yeah, we're in our 30s.
Everybody that I know who's younger than me is an idiot.
100%. I turned 39 this year. I think I can
Yeah, Josh
Ill
is basically 40.
Yeah.
You're very old.
I work with a bunch of ancients.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, wait, Nick. One day you're the young, and the next thing you know, it's a bunch of tiny baby boys running around.
But like that's not me yet, so I'm fine.
Yeah, you'll be there soon, though. Mm-hmm. It's a weird time
I'll
when
be
it
young
happens.
Forever.
Speaking of olds.
Great transition.
Stephen M. Sipple joins next on 1620 The Zone.